News is fact.
Kayode. I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Thank you for listening to Hard Facts. I've got a great show for you today. Let's start with the big weekend. Now, of course, first hard fact of today is World Radio Day. Thank you for keeping me employed. Every time I meet a fan, I always say, thank you for keeping me employed. Because if you're not listening, I don't have a job, you know. If you're not listening, Nigeria Info will say, well, Sandra, you're talking to yourself in the studio. We can't keep keeping the generator on just so that you'll be talking to yourself in the studio. I'm sorry, we're going to have to let you go. But Nigeria Info cannot say that to me because 1 million of you say to me, Sandra, we like what you're doing every day on Hard Facts, and that's why we come to you. Every day from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. I don't take it for granted. Thank you so much for your ear. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for your love for Nigeria Info, your love for Hard Facts. With that said, let's talk about the tragic death of a 12-year-old student at Chrisland. Then let's talk about the attacks on OB supporters going for their Lagos rally. And then let's talk about the Naira Note ultimate search. Today we'll bring you Madam Landlord. And on Madam Landlord, let's talk about caretakers. Are your caretakers actual caretakers? Or are we going to report their matter to God? On today's Big Hard Fact, let's talk to Steers about their election poll and predictive model. That conversation will happen at 5 p.m. Don't miss it. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of the hour, every hour, before I hand you over to the newsroom for the newsroom at 6:15. Now, of course, there's so much great stuff that will happen on the show today, but let's get started with the big weekend. Again, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Lagos, these are your hard facts.
The big weekend.
Are schools properly equipped for health emergencies? Are schools properly equipped for health emergencies? Who attacked obedience in Lagos? Are state governments breaking the law on Naira notes or upholding it? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk. A 12-year-old girl died during her school's inter-house sports here in Lagos. It happened on Thursday at the Agege Stadium. Whitney Adeniran was a student of Chrisland International School. Her parents are accusing the school of negligence and they're demanding an explanation. The school says they did everything they could to save Whitney. We still don't know exactly what happened. The school says she slumped. I hate that. I hate that word. I hate it so much because it's so imprecise. But we have at least one student claiming that Whitney was actually electrocuted at a vendor's kiosk. Either way, there's also controversy over what happened next. The school says they quickly rushed her to a nearby hospital. The parents claim the school took her to a health center that didn't have what was needed to help her. Whitney's mother also claims that when she asked the school where her daughter was, they gave her the name of a non-existent hospital. Everyone agrees that Whitney was rushed away in a school bus. The parents are asking why the school did not have an ambulance on site or anyone who could administer first aid or any type of medical treatment right there at the stadium. They say there were 500 children participating and so precautions should have been taken. The school says that they had a doctor on ground. Meanwhile, the Lagos State Government is investigating the case. The government has also shut the school down pending the outcome of the investigation. The school did not open today. Instead, there was a police presence. You also had protesters show up in front of the school to demand justice. Lagos, I'm sure you've been following this story of the 12-year-old. You saw the video that her mother put out online, sharing her pain with the internet. Her father was on an interview, and he said this.
I'm so pained, and there's a lot of sorrow in my home right now due to the fact that I gave Chrisland a very healthy child, vibrant, intelligent, beautiful, and what they return back to me is a dead child. It happened that my daughter is in year 8 in Chrisland International School of Webby, and she started with them from GSS 1, and she's now in GS 2, which is year 8. And every year the school hold an inter-house sport, but this time around, their inter-house sport happened to be last Thursday, which is on the 9th of February, year 2023. So my daughter left home in the morning, as usual, the way school bus come to pick her up. She was prepared, she was excited, she was happy. There is no any sign of sickness whatsoever with my child. I was with her the previous night. I came back from Abuja on a business trip. We met, we were in my sitting room, we played together, father and daughter, we ate together on the same table. And the following day, she dressed up for this inter-house sport she had been looking forward to, even telling me that I should make sure I am available at the inter-house sport, and her mother should as well come early. So she left, and the mother got prepared to go. And myself, I prepared myself to go to the office. Then afterward, I joined them at the Agege Stadium, where Chrisland do all their inter-house sport. While I was in the office that beautiful afternoon of on the 9th of February 2023, I got an emergency call from my wife telling me to come down right away to Agege that my daughter slumped.
Lagos, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Samuel. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Samuel from Ikeja, welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Please, I want you to just help us to do one thing, to call Trumbo to beg him to call all in boys, talk to them, because I don't see any reasons. Yesterday, we drive down to
99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, Ikechukwu?
Welcome, Ikechukwu.
Happy World Radio Day.
Thank you.
I appreciate you yourself for allowing us to talk our minds.
Okay.
It is very unfortunate for the death of that 8-year-old child. I'm very, very pained. Auntie, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
School medical equipment are underfunded. Instead of them to care for the students medically, they will use you to tell them where they will get money by themselves, to themselves, to the detriment of the students. Concerning Obi Osaka, it's very, very unfortunate. And it's very, very cannibalistic. And it's very, very ethic in this time. As you have been telling us to bring our PVC. I've gotten my own, and I'm ready to vote. Let them come out and vote and stop this cowardice act. Come out and vote and stop attacking people that are doing. Don't do a rally. Concerning cashless policy. And what I want to do for you this afternoon is that nobody should use my money in bank to say he wants to pay Nigerian policy.
All right, thanks for calling. Victor is on the line. Hi, Victor.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir.
Well, this shows that the school, the Chrisland School, the only collect money from parents.
Okay.
They don't have any medical facility on ground. How can you, even when me that went to public school, during in the house force, you have medical personnel, in case of anything.
Mm.
How can Chrisland of all schools don't have any medical facility? It's uncalled for, because I don't understand how parents will take the child to school and they'll be telling him story or her. Please, Lagos State government, please, if it is one thing they will do, if they penalize, let them penalize them or even close them down because the incidents are too much. I've got some concern.
All right. Thanks for calling, Victor. Adeshawa is on the line. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Adeshawa.
Well, this is Adeshawa.
Yes.
This is a rather unfortunate situation. I think that girl just died out of negligence.
Okay.
She died out of negligence because on a good day, a school of that magnitude must have something in place for the health care of those children. For just any emergency, how will somebody that is in electrical that will be drenched in water? Look at everything. The mother said the body of the girl was drenched in water. Then again, he said she saw her child in the morning. This is a day school, not even a boarding school. Mm-hmm. And she saw I heard the submission of that woman this morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, she said she saw a school bus drive speedily just in front of her. And she was like, how will a school bus drive like this in the midst of children? See, Sandra.
Yes.
This lad is getting into the news for the wrong reason every minute. And it's always all on a wrong notion.
Adeshawa, thanks for calling. Ajayi is in Suleri. Ajayi, welcome.
Okay. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Ajayi.
I attended Salvation Army School.
Okay.
In the year 1970 to 75.
Okay.
Salvation Army School, EU Road.
Hmm.
We had a sick bed there. We had well-trained and qualified nurses there.
Hmm.
But today, the government has put the other way. The sick days you now have in the school,
mm-hmm.
they only administer Panadol. But they will collect medical fees from parents on resumption, only to be giving students paracetamol and not do anything. And in the hotspot of that magnitude of the number of students, you are supposed to provide an ambulance with qualified medical staff on ground. So even the school, the Lagos State Government, they are culpable.
Hmm.
Thank you, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We've got Vivian in Lekki on the line. Vivian, welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Welcome.
Okay, so this Chrisland issue is one issue too many. But then again, if we look at the generality of our society, what are we saying?
Hmm.
You know, last week we were talking about containers falling and killing people. What have we done so far? We kept quiet on that issue. Then we move on to Chrisland. The student dies. Then next week, you know, I think like there is no, there's nothing like proactivity. You know, our government is not, or our people, we are used to taking the fire brigade approach. If you would allow me, I'll tell you an experience I had a long time ago.
Cool.
In my neighborhood, a neighbor's daughter committed suicide.
Oh, no.
And then we had to rush out and we didn't know what to do. We didn't know who to call because we don't have those. The system running, or something happened, and this is what I'm going to do next.
Right.
The girl hung herself in the house,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't know who to call. Her immediate older brother was the one who went in and took her off the hanging line. The available policeman said, oh, this looks like a spiritual thing. Nobody should go inside. All of you go out.
There is
no standard. How? What do you do? So most of the time in an emergency situation, we panic because we don't have a running. You know very well about the U.S. where the first thing you do is hit your phone and call 911.
That's right.
What do we do here? You can imagine a brother taking his sister off the rope she used to hang herself. What kind of trauma would he have for the rest of his life? So we are not proactive at all. Every time we talk about an issue, then we drop it and then we move to the next thing. You know, so if these things will continue to happen, containers will continue to fall and kill people, but we don't have anything at the running system that helps us take care of emergencies. Thank you very much, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling, Vivian. Anthony is the last call I'll take. Anthony, how are you doing?
Hello, good day, Sandra.
Good day, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, so just like some of your colleagues have rightly said, a school like Chrisland, I don't believe that on a normal day they don't have a sick bay of which is capable to attend to casualties on a normal day.
Mm.
Now, when you now talk about inter-house sports, which the percentage of casualties that is expected is going to be increased, even if you don't even have a ticket, I think you should have a Red Cross team on ground, a Red Cross team that even consists of students. Because on a normal day, even on our schools, back then in secondary school, I was part of the Red Cross team. Even if you cannot afford to call a hospital to come and cover your event, the ambulance, at least there should be a Red Cross team on ground to take care of casualties.
Mm.
At least.
Mm.
it's so disheartening.
Anthony, thank you very much for calling. The sound you're hearing and the videos you're watching on our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. You're watching a number of supporters of LP, the Labour Party, who had been attacked and were trying to get emergency services or trying to get help. Peter Obi was in Lagos for a rally on Saturday. The rally took place at TBS. But before then, Obi showed up at Alaba International Market. Shockingly, we saw attacks on people coming for the rally. First, we got reports that transit buses were blocking the roads to TBS. The Labour Party told obedience to be ready to walk down to the venue if their cars cannot pass. If you're watching our live stream, we're showing you footage after footage after footage of the attack on the supporters of the Labour Party.
We just got one obedience down to TBS now. He was attacked on his way. He said he wasn't the only one that was. You can see his clothes, all drenched with blood. So my brother, where were you attacked? Where were you guys attacked? Where exactly the location? Jakonde. As you guys were coming, the boys on the street.
They came with two buses.
What does the bus look like?
Unbranded bus.
Unbranded bus.
Like but Vanagon.
Two Vanagon buses. Okay, but do you know, can you describe what they look like? What?
With
cutlass and gun. Okay, Lagos, Nigeria, we just want to tell you that there are some people. There are some people right now attacking our people, attacking obedience all over Lagos State. They don't want them to come out, but it's okay. Please come out. We've signaled the police. We're able to get this young man down to TBS. He's in TBS now. So, but you all, we are calling.
A bus carrying obedience to TBS was attacked near VGC. Other attacks happened closer to the venue. Car windows were smashed. People were beating up. Again, our live stream was showing you footage after footage after footage of these attacks. Peter Obi himself condemned the violence. On Twitter, he asked the State Police Command to investigate. And the police said that they are investigating at least one incident of violence. Ben Hundeng, the state PRO, he tweeted, quote, Jakande Ward, chairman of Labour Party, commendably reported an attack on his party members at Ilasan Division. Four injured persons have been given medical attention. DPO Ilasan has commenced preliminary investigations, while SCID is to fully take over investigations. The injured and other witnesses are assisting the police with relevant information that would aid the apprehension and prosecution of the attackers. This attack is reprehensible. It is verifiable that the command had stationed since yesterday patrol vehicles and officers at the Tafawa Balewa Square venue of today's rally. We had already secured the venue to prevent any breakdown of law and order. The regrettable attack happened at about 15 kilometers away from the rally venue. As earlier stated, the SCID will take over investigations towards apprehending and prosecuting the attackers. End quote. Jando is blaming the APC for the attack. That's Olajide Adediran, the PDP Guba candidate for Lagos. He said, quote, the attacks on Labour Party supporters in Lagos today by suspected APC thugs is unacceptable and goes against the very essence of what a democratic society should stand for, end quote. No response from the APC so far. But if you are watching our live stream, we're showing you footage after footage after footage of these attacks and the victims of these attacks. What do you think about this attack on obedience in Lagos? And yes, you can still talk to me about our first story. The very sad story of the death of the 12-year-old Whitney. What are your thoughts? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Isaac.
Welcome.
Sandra, for the Obi incident, I was so disappointed because that visit on Saturday, I was coming from VGC. There was a lot of hold up. Somebody just told us that there's a tanker falling in the road close to Jakonde. When we get there, we didn't see anything. Then my boss called me that Obi has a rally, which I was supposed to be there.
Okay.
But coming there, we are hearing a lot of violence, people killing each other, people fighting, breaking bottles. And I'm so disappointed. I don't know this time of age why people will be going there. I don't know how much they are paying them to do this, because I don't have an I can't accuse anybody of doing this, but at least we should be, at least anybody is free to vote for whoever they are wish to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real confront this time that we are. I was really disappointed. If I was on my way going to this in a stadium, when I heard that Obi is in the stadium, I was about to go there when I saw some people running out, coming back there, they are being attacked by hoodlums. So I was so disappointed. I don't know how to do this thing. Please, Lagos State Government, they should take care of this thing. Because if this thing continues like this, I don't know what will happen on election day.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll keep taking your thoughts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. Don't go away. About the rally by the Peter Obi campaign in Lagos. It took place at TBS, but before that, Obi showed up at Alaba International Market. We also saw, shockingly, some attacks on people coming for the rally. We got reports that transit buses were blocking the roads to TBS. Labour Party told obedience to be ready to walk down to the venue if their cars cannot pass. Then there were the attacks on a bus carrying obedience to TBS, attacked near VGC. Other attacks happened closer to the venue. Car windows were smashed. People were beating up. We're showing you footage after footage after footage of the attack. Peter Obi condemned the attack. Jan Daw is blaming the APC. We have no response from the APC yet. What do you think, Lagos? That was a story before the break. And we also brought you the tragic story of the death of Whitney Adeniran, 12 years old, a student at Chrisland International School. Her parents are accusing the school of negligence, demanding an explanation. The school says they did everything they could to save her. We don't know what exactly happened. School says she slumped. But we have at least one student claiming that Whitney was electrocuted. Either way, you know, it's a terrible story. There's also the controversy over what happened next. School says that they quickly rushed her to a nearby hospital. Parents claim that the school took her to a health center that didn't have what was needed to help her. Whitney's mother claims that when she asked the school where her daughter was, they gave her the name of a hospital that doesn't exist. Everyone agrees, though, that Whitney was rushed away in a school bus. The parents are asking why the school did not have an ambulance on site or anybody who could administer first aid or any type of medical treatment right there at the stadium. 500 children participating in inter-house sports. Precautions should have been taken. That's what the parents of Whitney think. The school says they had a doctor on ground. Lagos State Government is investigating. They've shut the school down temporarily. There was police presence at the school today. Protesters also showed up in front of the school to demand justice. Very sad story. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Lucky Bala from Mabu.
Welcome, Lucky. Can you speak up for us?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, on World Radio Day, my best radio station is Nigeria Info.
Thank you.
That's just radio has helped me, keeping me informed and entertained. Gone are the days whereby we take all this transistor radio, we try it outside, you know, for the battery to be fully charged. But now everything has changed, you know. We use earpiece and other devices. Concerning the Chrisland school, the school is always in the bad news. I didn't just know, always in the bad news. We have very good news by the Lagos State Government. You know, they need to explain, you know, to people why their school is always in the bad news for so many reasons. Have a nice day, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, good evening. Good afternoon, Sandra. My name is Ken.
Welcome, Ken.
I want to talk about the attack on Obi supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to believe that they were attacked in different places.
Mm.
Like what I witnessed on Saturday, I'm a hailing driver.
Okay.
everybody knows, every driver knows that your car cannot break down on Tomelan Bridge without you seeing a towing vehicle that will tow it.
Okay.
But they intentionally left this dustbin truck. After Adeniji, they left the truck at the main road, at the middle of the road.
Okay.
Middle of the road. There was no last man. There was nobody there. The truck was on the road, causing traffic, as in heavy traffic.
Mm.
So they did this thing to prevent Obi supporters from coming to TBS to do their rally and campaign. This is very bad. They should allow people to vote. You can't force people to vote who they don't want to vote. And you can't force people not to go for rally. This is very bad, very bad. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Christy is in Lekki. Hi, Christy. Sorry about that, Christy. Call us back if you can. 99.3.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name?
Yeah,
Chinewa. Chinewa, welcome.
Yeah. And what I want to say is the rally happened on Saturday. Up to now, no arrest has been made.
Hmm.
And even the newspaper headline, the way they bring the news, you not even know that something happened on Saturday.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is this. Election is not do or die. And you cannot force somebody to vote for somebody that doesn't want to vote for. Anybody that is responsible for this to stay away. It's not a do or die. And one of the presidential candidates made the statement that you come out, if you want to win an election, you come out with everything, that everything is needed in order to win an election.
Hmm.
It's not so. So if that thing is the case, I'm advising everybody, maybe everybody will come out with whatever you have to secure him or herself.
No, let's not do that, okay? Because we do that, we go into chaos and anarchy. We've got Florence in Lekki. Hi, Florence.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
So it's quite sad and points to different areas. First of all, I'll save the comment for the Chris Land for last. On the election, mm-hmm. it's obvious for those of us that live in Etiosa,
mm-hmm.
there's been so much stress by the APC compelling people to either vote for APC or don't even come out to vote at all.
Okay.
And the silence from the government just shows that they are in support because you can't cajole people to vote for you. I think I'm happy that we have gotten to the stage where you have realized that if you don't perform, someone else will boot you out and put it. And that's how you get development.
Mm.
So there was a video that was going around about, for those people who live in Etiosa, they know that Igbara, that's where you have that local government council area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think the councillor gathered some people and he was threatening those who do business around there
mm.
without fear, without remorse, because there's no repercussion.
Mm.
That if they should take their cameras to the polling booth and make sure they screenshot their secret ballot, or else they don't provide that evidence, they can't trade within the community anymore. So it just tells you, but I want Nigerians to know this means that vote buying is not going to work. This means that our votes will count. Don't mm-hmm. be intimidated, vote wisely, and let us make progress. Then on the Chrisland issue,
mm-hmm.
it's quite sad. Chrisland is again in the public news for something bad.
Mm.
It just tells you the failure of the Lagos state government. Corruption has cut across a lot of things. Why would you gather 500 children and tell them you have a doctor? So it's beyond just one doctor to 500 children, or what is actually the story? It's really sad. Chrisland has been so, and it's just not, I don't want to speak to Chrisland alone. I think it's the education monitoring board.
Mm.
The corruption is out of this world. They're actually after what they gain and not what they put on ground. So I think the fact that education is in the limelight again tells you that there's much more to be done. I think we need a Dora Akinyele in that organization in Lagos to sanitize them and make them stand up. I'm sorry, and I really, my heart to the family of that child who just lost her life careless.
Mm. Thank you so much for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Ifoma. I'm calling from Ejibo.
Ifoma from Ejibo. Welcome. Go ahead.
This attack on Peter Obi's supporters is a very wrong thing to do. It's sending a bad signal. When Bola Tinubu went to Southeast to campaign, did he receive any attack? So these things are not supposed to be. They should caution the APC. I have been hearing some of my people saying that they said they come out, if Bola Tinubu did not win, they will attack the Igbos. The rumor is going on everywhere. They should stop this, please. Thank you.
Okay, I've not heard that rumor, and I would advise that we don't repeat the rumor, because rumors are just that, rumors, you know. That's what causes fear. That's also what leads to voter intimidation, because you hear these rumors, you believe them, you decide, oh, I'm not going to come out to vote. People are going to deploy all kinds of tactics to get you to not vote. It happens all over the world with voter suppression and voter intimidation. Refuse to be intimidated. We've got Kehinde on the line. Kehinde, how are you doing?
Hi, Sandra.
I'm better. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome.
My question to the APC guys now is, who is the real bully now? Because they've been saying that the Obidiah movement has been bullying them.
Hmm.
Who is the bully when people can harm people physically because of election? I don't understand. This is not Edward. Look at Oshomole's video. I don't know if you have seen the video.
I've seen that, yeah.
We need obedient. Look at just everywhere, threats everywhere. I don't understand what these people are up to. They should really calm down. Nigeria will exist as a country after the election. So they should please calm down and forget about any violence. Nigerians will come out and they will vote for whoever they want to vote for. Well, for Chrisland, I think Chrisland can do better. You know, I told you I want to start in Chrisland.
Mm-hmm.
So, but. But I believe they can do better. So and Inter-House Sports should involve Red Cross organizations, even if you cannot afford ambulance and things. These are people that should be around whenever, because the help is needed, because these are kids.
Mm.
You don't know, they are susceptible to a lot of danger. So I feel they should do better. And I pray that God will grant those families their condolence and comfort. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much, Kehinde, for calling. We've got Jibril Alabi on the line. Jibril, unmute yourself and go ahead. Hi, Jibril.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. I'm just, really worried about these incidences that keep happening in schools. And you see, every citizen, like, there is nobody that's not going to not do the right thing if there's not a system in place to put people in check. You'll be surprised that this school actually maybe got a license, got a pass from the government to go ahead and proceed with it. Because that thing happened, the Inter-House Sports went on outside of the school. So most likely they would have gotten some sort of permission to do it.
Mm.
So for whoever gave them that license or whatever permission to do it, did they make sure everything, they check all the boxes? Like, because they're saying they should have ambulance in place. If the government made sure that happened, or whoever, at least the government should be giving that license. I recently did one Owambe, just Owambe, within me and my friends here. And you'll be surprised that even for me as the host, the hall I used, they had to get the guest list, they had to know the number of people, make sure the capacity of the hall I'm taking would contain the amount of people I want. I got liquor license. I got everything. So they made sure everything is in place, and they made sure those boxes are checked. So they don't want any emergency. And if it happens, they already have things in place to check it. So it's still a function of bad governance, and our kids keep being victim of it. It's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much, Jibril, for calling. All right, we've got Femi Omotayo on the line. Femi, unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hello, Madam Sandra, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, please. Madam Sandra, I once said of this program that the peace pact that these politicians are signing is a waste if they don't bring the leaders of NURTW to this peace pact to sign like an undertaking on an agreement that there won't be violence.
Okay.
If we want to stop violence in Lagos, the Lagos state government knows what to do. You need to bring the likes of MCO Luomo on board for them to sign an undertaking, because why is it that anytime APC is having a rally, there's no violence? So these guys, they know the guys that are financing, or that they are mobilizing this kind of violence against supporters of any political parties. So these guys need to be brought onto the table. You need to bring these guys to the table to sign an agreement, to sign an undertaking that if there's anything that happens in terms of violence, they will be held responsible. And I don't know why the Nigerian police are not being proactive on this matter. If not, Madam Sandra, there will be voters apathy, and this is going to be because this is going to result in systemic, what is it, disenfranchisement. That's my contribution, Madam Senator.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. All right, let's bring you our final story, Lagos, and then we'll keep talking. Have you gotten the new Naira notes? Because that's what we want to talk about now. We are hearing that banks and supermarkets have stopped accepting the old notes. The Supreme Court, of course, ordered the federal government to suspend the deadline. But without a direct order from the central bank to the banking system, it seems like many institutions are going along with the deadline. But some state governments are clapping back. First, the Governors Forum warned that this scarcity may trigger another recession. The Kano State government has shut down one supermarket for rejecting the old notes. Katsina and Zamfara have made the same threat. Even police commands in some states are threatening to arrest anyone who doesn't accept the old notes. We heard from the police in Sokoto, for example. It's interesting because the police are a federal agency. And we still don't have a clear announcement from the federal government. And in fact, the announcement should be coming from the central bank before police can enforce it. So it's interesting. Are we seeing a breakdown of the rule of law? Are the police and state governments taking the law into their own hands with these declarations? Or do we blame the CBN for not responding to the Supreme Court order? Or has the Supreme Court caused the confusion? Because remember, some lawyers are saying that the Supreme Court shouldn't have heard this case at all. Speaking of the Supreme Court, four more state governments are joining the lawsuit: Bayelsa, Rivers, Ekiti, and Sokoto. We're getting mixed signals, meanwhile, from the CBN about why there are not enough Naira notes. Godwin Emefiele told the National Council of State that there was a capacity constraint, that there are capacity constraints for printing new notes. But he's also refuting claims that it's due to a shortage of paper. So that's happening. All of that is happening. But I want us to leave aside whether there's paper or no paper. There is sure capacity problem, according to the CBN governor. So my own question, my question is... wasn't the CBN aware of its own capacity before declaring this deadline? Because we've talked about the capacity of banks to reconfigure ATMs before. We asked why CBN did not find out the timeline it would take the banks. Now, this printing matter, that one is internal to the CBN and the Mint. They are the ones who source and verify the contractors. How come they weren't aware of these capacity constraints? And if they were aware, why did they go ahead with this deadline anyway? This bank manager was in the news trying to explain to customers that they have no cash at the bank.
Empathy towards what is going on. I don't have cash anywhere, and we are not obliged to pay you the old money. So instead of us fighting, I want to beg us.
Nobody's going to fight.
But as at this morning, they have told us that yesterday, no bank was supplying money. So even for those that are withdrawing now, after a while, you might not see to give again. For now, in my branch, we don't have. And I'm not even opening to anybody. Whether you want to make transfer, or you want to collect ATM,
customer care,
or you want to open accounts, that is the reason why I'm not opening the door.
I don't tell me that one.
Because
it's one
people
voice.
Begin to fight and destroy things, thinking that I am giving money to people inside. That's why I don't even want to open. So please, bear with us. The only branches I know, all these artists from Lekki to this place, none of my branches open. But if you go to VI, in fact, in the meeting we are having now, they are telling me even marina branches, people are destroying things and fighting. Mm-hmm. So they are closing the doors. So please bear with us. Even me as I'm standing here.
This was a manager at UBA explaining to angry customers trying to get cash. So that's all the latest on the cash situation. How was your weekend? I saw a video where people were doing their Owambe anyway, but they created notes for that party, like party notes. I think that's pretty brilliant, by the way. You know, I think that's something that should actually probably stay on even after this cash situation is sorted. You know, we'll have party notes because it's illegal to spray the Naira notes. It's illegal to dance on them, match them, all those things. So we could have party notes. You know how much you wanted to spray? You transfer it to the bride and groom or to the naming ceremony person or to the Baba that is turning 70 or Iya that is turning 80. Transfer it to their account. They give you party cash. And you spray party cash. I like the idea. I think it's very innovative. Nigerians are so innovative. But how was your weekend? What have you experienced while looking for Naira notes? How do you view the actions that state governments are taking? How do you view Emefiele's comments to the Security Council? To the Council of State, sorry. He says there are capacity issues, but there's no shortage of paper to print the money. 01465-7190-0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
It's Happiness from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Happiness.
How was your weekend, Sandra?
It was short.
Sandra, my, you know, I went for 10,000 POS. It was old notes she gave me, all through old notes. Me too, I spend the old notes the way she gave me.
Okay.
Eh?
Okay.
This is our country. Mm. I don't see nobody's talking. Everybody's in their village team. Mm. We're on our own. They're on their own. Mm. Sandra, is this how to run a country? Eh? Enjoy your day, Sandra.
You too. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. 99.3. Hello.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
It's all right. Special advice on Jumata.
Special advice on Jumata is welcome.
All our vision, we need to tell what they happen. We don't tie up with the bishop. Sandra, you see God amazingly. In my own way, he's the worst CBN governor ever.
Okay.
If we want to change the new Naira note, which the policy, I supported the idea, and I said, if this is what you will do when you go to heaven, God will bless you. But, and I've said this before, what happened to the old note of 100 Naira, 50 Naira, 20 Naira, 10 Naira, 10 Naira? If those notes were available, you will not have such price. You don't have notes in the bank. You can't even hold it. You cannot even hold it. And now, we're having a election crisis already. Plus, hunger crisis, money, Naira note crisis. Where are we going to come from? Okay, look at the POS now. Even the hospital is not working. To transfer, it's can transfer 10,000, you do like 7 or 8 times before you go. So what were the plans that you laid down before you brought this policy? That means there were no ideas. You just did it to punish some people. Sandra, you don't already do. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Landry from Ilaro says, the alleged attacks on Labour Party supporters in Lagos during their presidential candidate campaign rally is condemnable and unfortunate. But I would like if Sandra and Nigeria Info can pay equal attention to attacks meted out on APC in Lagos and other states, and not that the whole time will be given to address attacks on Labour Party and PDP and kept sealed lips when such happened to APC. Landry, when was APC attacked? In Lagos? Because other times that APC has been attacked in other parts of Nigeria, we've covered it. Has APC ever been attacked in Lagos? Lagos, has this happened? Because I'm unaware. If you are aware and you have proof of this, could you please send it to us on WhatsApp? Because that's an interesting comment from Lanre there. We've got Colin Sinikorodu who says, in sane countries, Emefiele will not get away with this gross negligence and incompetence that has paralyzed this country. Unfortunately, under the current president, every shenanigan is praised instead of being punished. For all I care, the country can keep wallowing in agony. All right, Collins the hard guy. Sandra, in as much as I sympathize with the family of the late young lady that lost her life, I think people shouldn't allow their emotions to deprive or obstruct proper investigation to what exactly caused the death of the young lady. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, I'll finish that comment from this person. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.